Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T, the Pirkei Avos Learning. Remember, all previous episodes are on anchor.fm/RebT, anchor.fm/REBT. You're always welcome to contact us at maximumtee@yahoo.com. We are in 420 Dalet Chaf using the Yad Avraham here in Season 3. Elisha ben Avuya is about to talk to us, a very interesting, enigmatic figure. There were different people in the Gemara who went about their business and went about their different dealings. Elisha ben Avuya happened according to different structures in the Gemara, according to different opinions. He might have seen someone trying to be Machabed, the dad, and then the boy passed away. Or he might have learned something or saw something and he couldn't handle it and went off the derech. He talks about here, about learning from other people, about learning when young, about only understanding ink on paper, and then they talk about looking at the person and the inside. But he himself went off the derech, but he had a student who clung to him tenaciously, Rabbi Meir, and everybody was curious why he clung to Elisha ben Avuya. If Elisha went off the derech, and Rabbi Meir said it's like a pomegranate, you throw out the peel and you keep the seeds, because he still had all these teachings, he still had what to learn from him, even though he himself was a very interesting character. So let's see what he and the other people say in this Mishnah here in Yad Avraham. Again, 420 Dalet Chaf. Elisha ben Avuya Omer. Elisha ben Avuya says, he's known as Acher in the Gemara, the other one, the one that went off the derech. Halomid yalad lamahu domem. One who studies as a child, to what is he compared? L'diyok suva al niyar chadash, to ink written on new paper. V'alamid zakein lamahu domem. One who studies as an elder, what is he compared to? L'diyok suva al niyar machuk, to ink written on erased paper. So obviously it's better to learn as much as possible when young, because it's easier to retain it, easier to take it in, easier to understand it and comprehend what you're learning and seeing, rather than starting at a much older age. Of course, there are many sages who started late in life, one of them, key ones, being Rabbi Akiva, and he went on to be phenomenally successful, but still easier to start when much younger. In fact, that's why we try to start very, very young. Mishnah Pirkei Avos teaches us that when you're 5, you should start the Psukim, and then 10, start the Mishnah, and then at 15, the Gemara, and then so on and so forth, really starting very young, getting involved in the different aspects of what we're supposed to learn, because it's much easier at that age. And now Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda ish Kfar HaBavli Omer, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the leader of Kfar Bavli, says, Halomei min ha-ketanim l'mahu doma, one who learns from children, to what is he compared? L'ochel anavim kehos v'shose yayin megito, to one who eats acrid grapes and drinks wine from the press. V'alomei min ha-zekenim l'mahu doma, one who learns from the elders, to what is he compared? To one who eats ripe grapes and drinks aged wine. Again, which is the better way to do it? It's better to learn from the elderly, from the sagely. They acquire so much wisdom and so much knowledge and so much life experience. Unfortunately, many cultures, many societies, the elderly are not revered, are not treated properly, are not taken care of in the right way, but really they should be respected. Zakein, the word zakein, the elder, really stands for, the Gemara points out, ze shekana chachma, zakein. And it says, Mipnei seva takim v'hadarta p'nei azakim. You're supposed to stand up for a sage and treat the elderly properly with respect. They have so much to offer. It's better to learn from them than to learn from much younger people. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the redactor of the Mishnah, Al testako b'khan kan ela b'mashi yeshbo. Interestingly, to the sage, similar to the sage, the earlier sage, who Rabbi Meir realized that don't look at the outside, but look at what's inside, very similar to the idea of not judging a book by its cover, but looking at what's on the inside rather than what's on the outside. And really, that's the main thing, is not judging people in general, but you look at what's, now you look at what it contains, not at what is on the outside. There is a new vessel containing old wine, and an old vessel which lacks even new wine. You're not going to know what's inside until you look inside, but don't just look at the outside. Don't just think you know the person or understand the person. You might not know what's going on in their shoes, what's going on behind closed doors. You can't judge a person until you've been to their place. whatever the phrase is, I can't remember exactly. But unless you're in someone's shoes, we should never try to judge the person. And if we try to think about what the person is going through, always be done the kafs chus. If you have to judge, judge favorably, the best way to go. So let's look a little bit deeper, the commentary a little bit. Elisha ben Avoya was one of the four sages who entered the sublime orchard, the Pardis, in Chagiga. So this is the interpretation. Another interpretation says that he saw, again, saw the son trying to listen to the words of the dad, and then he fell off the ladder and unfortunately passed away. But according to this virgin, he entered this pardes, this metaphysical situation. The experience altered his mental state, caused him to stray from the path of Torah observance, and for this reason he is known throughout the Talmud as Acher, the Other. This mission is one rare instance where he is called by name, either because this dictum was taught before he soured, or because we treat him like the pomegranate, like we talked about, where you eat the insides but throw away the peel, as Chagiga shows. We still honor him for his good teachings, as Machshavitcher points out. He's not given the title rabbi, for he was one of three students who never received ordination. The others are Ben Azai and Ben Zoma, as Moganavus points out, and see elsewhere for a fascinating incident which occurred at his very, very, very young age, at his bris milah itself. So when you study like a child, what do you compare to? Ink written on new paper. When ink is scribed onto a fresh piece of paper, it will never fade and thus lasts forever. Similarly, the material one studies in his youth, specifically Torah studies, Rav Yonah points out, will never be forgotten, as Rav and Rashi continue. Fresh paper has two good qualities. It's bright, allows finest line to show up clearly, and is smooth, allowing the ink to bond securely, not feigned. A young student possesses similar traits. He easily comprehends intricate subjects and remembers his studies. Let's move over to the other part. And one who studies as an elder, it's like ink written on erased paper. When new writing is inked over old erasures, its permanence is significantly reduced and it can easily fade. Paper which has been written upon and then erased is saturated with ink, preventing the new ink from being absorbed into the paper and taking hold, as Machzor Vichy points out. Also, scraping away old ink breaks the fibers of the paper, leaving a rough surface which does not hold ink as well as a smooth surface. So you gotta start when young, and if you start when older, it's much easier to figure out what you learn, as Rashi and Machzorvichi, Rama commentary, Rav Yonah point out. Also, much later in life, there's so much going on in the mind that it's hard to make room for new information, and that's why we have to start when much younger. So Rav Yossi Bar Kefar says, this could see different things we can learn from this. Let's look a little bit at what it says here. So learning from children, it's different than learning from the adults. Children possess a very unsettled, as Rav explained, an uncertain quality to their knowledge which lacks the refinement and clarity that come with age. As Rambam commentary points out, Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda explains that this immaturity can manifest in two ways. The knowledge is either so fallacious that it is immediately rejected, like bitter taste of an unripe grape, or it appears legitimate at first glance while masking its uncertainties, like fresh-pressed wine, which tastes sweet, but is mixed with sediment that will eventually cause stomach pains, as Rav and Tosfos Yom Tov and Teferes Yisrael explains. So that's where you got to learn from the elders. That's like ripe grapes and drinking aged wine. Knowledge, like grapes and wine, takes time to develop and refine. One who has the advantage of years possesses a fully ripened and matured body of knowledge for each new day, brings fresh insights and novel approaches to his studies. This is what Eov explains. In the age's wisdom and in length of days understanding, in view of Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, one should therefore seek out an elder sage when choosing a teacher, as Rav Yonah points out. And then don't look at the vessel, but look at what it contains, as Rebbe explains. Rebbe argues with Rav Yossi Bar Yehuda, maintains that one must not judge a person by his age, as Rav and Rashi explain. We should not assume that just because someone is older, his knowledge is superior. The caliber of the knowledge itself should be the sole determining factor in deciding who will make the better teacher, as Rashi points out. That's why don't look at the person, but look at what they contain. Look at what you can learn from them. In general, the Mishnah is cautioning us not to confer honor upon an individual simply because he possesses an impressive stature or appearance, as Rashi Machzorvichi explains. It also avoids confrontation here between the different shitas, but also it's really about the judging the book by its cover. Please don't judge a book by its cover. You never know what's going inside. Also brings me to the point I talked about the other week about on the Parsha Shir that we do, about how you can't label someone and you can't just diagnose someone and just think of them as their diagnosis. Talking first person, first language. You can't say that this is an autistic person. No, it's a person who happens to have autism. You can't say this is a wheelchair person. This is a person that happens to be in a wheelchair. They're characteristic, their one little trait, one little quality really doesn't define their person. Because if you look deeper, instead of just judging them by their one trait, judging them by what they happen to be overweight, this is not a fat person. It's a person who happens to have a weight issue. This is not a large person. This is a person that happens to be bigger than someone else. It might be a little more wordy, but it's much more respectful and much more understanding them and not judging a book by its cover. Lastly, there can be there's new vessel with old wine and old vessel with even new wine. It's possible for a new vessel to contain aged wine free of dregs, as Rambam points out, whose quality is not adversely affected by the age of the vessels, Rav Yonah points out. It's similarly possible to find young people who possess knowledge, and it's also possible for the opposite, that there are some elders who are so empty of knowledge that they lack even new wine. They don't have the knowledge that even children have, as Rambam points out. It's autobiographical, because Rebbe and Rebbe Elezer, the sons of Rav Shimon, while still young students, would sit on the ground before the sages sitting on benches and yet ask and answer questions like mature scholars, as Magen Avos points out. So many different lessons we can learn from here, trying to make our days a little more moral, ethical, and upfitting, and much more practical to try to lead a little more refined life. Join us next time as we talk about jealousy, lust, and honor, what it does to a person in this world, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.